قبل ما نكمل السجدة التانية، صلاة السجدة، تفضلوا استريح. صلاة السجدة هي تذكار حلول الروح القدس على التلاميذ، وبنسميها عيد ميلاد الكنيسة. والكنيسة مش بس الناس اللي موجودين على الأرض لسه بيجهدوا، ولكن أيضا الناس اللي سبقونا للسماء. علشان كده في هذا اليوم كأننا كلنا اللي موجودين على الأرض وأيضا اللي موجودين في السماء، أرواح القديسين اللي في فردوس النعيم، بتتذكر أيضا الروح القدس لما حل على الكنيسة ولما حل على كل واحد فينا. وبما أنهم مش محتاجين ورق أو تذكرة علشان نذكر الأسماء، لكن إحنا بقى محتاجين، عشان كده بنوزع ورق على كل الحاضرين ويكتب أسماء الأحباء اللي سبقونا للسماء، ونقول أذكر يا رب، زي ما هم بيذكرونا فوق إحنا أيضا بنذكرهم. وكمان فوق كده بندي مع كل واحد جزء من البخور اللي بنحطه في المنقد ده علشان نذكر الأسماء دي، كأننا بنقول يا رب خلي صلواتنا تبقى مقبولة قدامك زي ريحة البخور اللي هتطلع، اللي هياخدها ابونا دلوقتي ويحطها قدامك. This is the idea of what we call kneeling prayer. والبراير دي ما كانش اسمها kneeling لغاية 11th century، لكن بعد كده في Syrian Orthodox Church while were they praying this prayer at the litany that Abuna started with now, they were saying this litany without kneeling. And then all of a sudden the sun was darkened and there was no light and there was like a thunder and some signs as if the end of the earth has come. So they knelt on the ground and then they stood again and it happened again. Then they knelt again and they stood for the third time and it happened again. Then the patriarch of the Syrian Orthodox recognized that the Lord, although we have received the Holy Communion in the morning and we should not worship after receiving the Holy Communion, but as an exception for this litany to be prayed while we are worshiping, as if we have to worship because the descendant of the Holy Spirit who came like this day on the holy disciples and the rest of the people who were 120 persons. And then he sent to the Coptic church about what happened with him. Then the Coptic church shared with him, saying, okay, we'll do exactly what the Lord wants for us. So they changed the name from the prayer of the descendant of the Holy Spirit to the kneeling prayer. And although, as I said, we received the Holy Communion, this morning, we should not worship or making metania, but every one of us makes a metania. What happens, unfortunately, that most of the people, they don't make metania. They sit and then they bend their heads. It's not worshiping. Worshiping means still standing and you bend on the bench or anywhere, completely worshiping, completely metania, not sitting. And sometimes we do that in the liturgy. When the priest says the holy body, instead of kneeling to the holy body or worshiping the holy body, we stood and we bend our head. It's not a kneeling. It's not a worshiping. It's a rest. So recognize that worshiping or kneeling means worshiping and kneeling. So the first and the second worshiping are done here. And the first one is joyous melody, as we saw. And the second one, normal. And then the third, we open the curtain and we pray the third one from inside. to transfer ourselves from the 50 days of joyous melody to the normal one, because next day, inshallah, tomorrow, we will start the Apostles' Fast. أي سؤال في الحكاية دي؟ أحب أن كل واحد يبقى عارف يعني إيه صلاة السجدة وإزاي الكنيسة بتنقلنا من الطقس الفريحي للطقس السنوي العادي جراديولي كده، طريقة جميلة حلوة سيستماتيك بحكمة جميلة جدا، كلنا يا ريت نفهم. هنصلي دلوقتي بعد ما عملنا السجدة الأولانية، هنصلي السجدة الثانية برضو والكيرتن مقفول في نفس المكان. تفضل يا ابونا صلاة الشكر.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us day, daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive to those who trespass against us. Lead us into temptation, but evil one in Christ is our Lord. Thine be the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Amen. Marin chebe mote tove peresto nevo ona hiti vnodi vode penchoi so open odio penso tiri tos becherestos jeber bazi nego na veroi si ne una fariro na shopi nero ti ai sueron afti to na tenchara e tai ono sai enso fun mari terho posi de fariro ke pai so fai nem no ti ron te pon ke nire nen jiven ente pi panto kratore pchoi se penoti
Kiera
Iisus 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 We thank you For every condition concerning every condition and every condition For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us yourself Spared us, supported us And have brought us to this hour.
Lord, have mercy.
من أجلها نسأل ونطلب من صلاحك يا محب البشر امنحنا نكمل هذا اليوم وقدس كل أيام حياتنا بكل سلامك مع خوف كل حسد وكل تجربة كل فعل الشيطان ومؤامرات الناس للشر وقيامة الأعداء الخافين والظاهرين انزعها عنا وعن سائر شعبك وعن هذا الموضع المقدس هذا مصالحات ونافعة فارزقنا إياها لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس الحيات والعقارب وعلى قوات العدو
إليسنا من مار أشتنتي Etriye sitem ve fiyat nemip çirinem bebne amatuem anon kalile. U an ogel bi tan kenti en tan maniyeri noti nai nai teme sabret veya u an ometi tem no os eneri tem tan kudut evoli tem beşlinin tez onto kustagi amareti patenos Arhamni Allah Kadim Rahmatik, have mercy on me.
سفر التثنية لموسى النبي بركاته على أمين احفظوا وصايا الرب إلهكم وشهاداته وفرائضه التي أوصاكم بها واعمل الصالح والحسن في عيني الرب ليكون لك خير وتدخل وتمتلك الأرض الجيدة التي حلف الرب لأبائك أن ينفي جميع أعدائك من أمامك كما تكلم الرب إذا سألك ابنك غدا ما هي الشهادات والفرائض والأحكام التي أوصاكم بها الرب إلهنا تقول لابنك كنا عبيدا لفرعون في مصر فأخرجنا الرب من مصر بيد شديدة وصنع الرب آيات وعجائب عظيمة ورديئة بمصر بفرعون وجميع بيته أمام أعيننا وأخرجنا من هناك ليأتي بنا ويعطينا الأرض التي حلف لأبائنا فأمرنا الرب أن نعمل جميع هذه الفرائض ونتقي الرب إلهنا ليكون لنا خير كل الأيام ويستبقينا كما في هذا اليوم وإنه يكون لنا بر إذا حفظنا جميع هذه الوصايا ونعملها أمام الرب إلهنا كما أوصانا مجدا للثالوث القدوس الآن أمين.
Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the first epistle of our teacher Paul to the Corinthians. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Then it will be... And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interprets that the church may receive edification. But now, brethren, if I come to you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you unless I speak to you either by revelation, by knowledge, by prophesying, or by teaching? Even things without life, whether flute or harp, when they make a sound, unless they make a distinction in the sounds, how will it be known what is piped or played? For if the trumpet makes an uncertain sound, who will prepare for battle? So likewise you, unless you utter by the tongue words easy to understand, how will it be known what is spoken? For you will be speaking into the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of languages in the world, and none of them is without significance. Therefore, if I do not know the meaning of the language, I shall be a foreigner to him who speaks, and he who speaks will be a foreigner to me. Even so you, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to excel. Therefore, let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is the conclusion then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding. Otherwise, if you bless with the spirit, how will he who occupies the place of the uninformed say amen at your giving of thanks, since he does not understand what you say? For you indeed give thanks well, but the other is not edified. The grace of God the Father be with you all.
أن نستحق أن نسمع نعمل بألاجلك المقدسة وطلبات قديسين
صلى من أجل الإنجيل المقدس
Remember also our master, those who have been us, remember the supplications and prayers which we offer up unto you, Lord, our God. Those over the fallen asleep, repose them, those who are sick, kill them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all. Refrone mem shoin senigom kiri e flugi sun in tu canta nuca no agio e vongi un tu an alo zumae.
Stand in the
the fear of God, listen to the Holy Gospel, reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the evangelist, apostle, pure disciple, is blessed be the Son of Man. A reading from the Psalms of our Father David, the prophet, and the king, is blessed be the Son of Man. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great. Hallelujah. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior, and King of us all, Jesus Christ, only one Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Now, as they said these things, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, peace to you. But they were terrified and frightened and supposed they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, why are you troubled and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. But while they still did not believe for joy and marveled, he said to them, have you any food here? So they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and some honeycomb, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets, and the Psalms concerning me. And he opened their understanding, that they might comprehend the scriptures. Then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. Now it came to pass while he blessed them, that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven, and they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen.
Glory be to God forever. Amen. Of Egypt, Shoshal, Bithamianim, Nefmodeti, Seth Oem. Fine energy, give us more ero. Shinafi Bishoyen, if you him are an Oshtem Ben Sotin, Pima Romina, Dosian Pop. Eo, Sotim, Mon, and Resvedin, Ego, Tisofinitin, and Tito, Maria, Spalin Ben Sotin. أيها ربنا من الذي أعطى السلام للناس ومبيت الروح القدس في أعمارهم عنا لأن نحن أيضا أن نحسن في ميراثك وليأتي علينا روحك القدوس الذي أنزلت على تلاميذك ورسلك في هذا اليوم الخمسين الذي صار في أفواههم وشفاهم ألسنة من نار ومن أجلهم قبلنا معرفة لاموتك نحن جنس البشر من قبل سماء بأدارنا كل واحد منا بملاه من اللغة وامتلأنا نورا من قبل لأي بروحك القدوس خلصنا من ضلالة الظلمة باتحادنا بالأنسل النارية المتفرقة عسانك الذي يفوق الطبيعة لأنك دعوتنا لملك من الإيمان وآمنا تكلمنا بمجد لاهوتك مع الآب والروح القدس بلاهوت واحد وسلطان واحد We were enlightened through you because you are the light of the Father And the person of his essence is his essence and nature, the unchangeable and the fountain of wisdom. I ask you to open my lips, I the sinner, teach me how to entreat you, for all our needs, for you alone know the multitudes of my sin. But your loving kindness overcomes my ignorance. For behold, I stand in fear before the multitude of your mercies and cast myself beneath them. Manage my life, O governor of all the creation, with your unutterable power and wisdom. Ya ayyuhal min aladin ladina flasif, arina tariq ladina sluku, ارسل روح حكمتك على افكاري واعطي لجاني فهم روحك القدوس وليكن روحك المخوف يضلل على اعمالي ولتتجدد روحك المستقيم في احشائنا ليثبت روحك القادر يثبت افكاري بدون زلل وليكن روحك القدوس صالح يرشدني الى ما ينبغي لك يستحق ان اعمل وصاياك وأذكر كل حين مجيئك لمداينة البشر بما صنعوا. ترفضني أنا الذي دنس دنس بالنجاسات وجراحات هذا العالم. But strengthen me that I may find mercy before you. You have said whatever you ask in my name, it will be given to you. Therefore I, the sinner, ask of your divinity that you may grant me what you have promised me for salvation. Yes, O Lord, maker of all good things, who is rich and gracious, who give us more than what we ask for. You are the merciful and the kind one, who is sinless. Look to your people, who are kneeling down on their knees before you. O compassionate, forgive their iniquities and hear them from all your holy heaven. Qaddishum biquwwat yaminika al-ma'ti al-khalas. Ustur'um bidlal jinahik wa la tatruk a'mal yadik. Wa in kanu akhta'u ilik, ighfir zallatim. أقبل إليك طلباتهم لأن ركبهم منحني لك مد يديك إليهم وأعنهم أقبل طلباتنا وطلباتهم كمثل البخور المقبول أمامك أيها الرب الصالح الذي أنقذنا من كل سهم طائر في النار انقذنا من كل أمر يسلك في الظلمة أقبل إليك ذبيحتنا المسائية التي أعرف عيدينا. Grant us to pass the night without temptation, but the evil one, by the evil one, and save us from every anxiety and every fear of Satan that is upon us. Grant solemnity to our souls and knowledge to stand with attentive minds before your fearful throne. Nail your fear into our flesh. Mortify our earthly senses that we may be enlightened in the solitude of the night by the knowledge of your commandments. Take away from us all vain fantasies and every painful desire. Awaken us at the time of prayer. Give us adherence to your faith and growth in your commandment. لأنك أنت وإلهنا نرسل لك إلى فوق المجد والإكرام والسجود مع أبيك الصالح والروح القدس المحيي المساوي لك الآن وكل أوان وإلى دهر الدهور كلها. اللهم اجعلنا مستحقين نقول بشكر. Our Father who art in heaven.